Greetings and welcome to Making Waves in the Arts and on the Radio. Tonight, we're celebrating some of the greatest artists on Broadway performing for the most important radio station in the world, WBAI in New York. Now serving the world for the better part of a century, give yourselves a hand. Happy 50th. My name is Robert Knight. I'm the senior national correspondent at WBAI, and soon to be host of a new investigative news program that talks back to talk back ahead of the news. It's called 5 o'clock Shadow, Monday through Thursday, at the obvious time. Please tune in. We're also proud to announce the long-awaited return from exile of one of WBAI's greatest broadcasters, Gary Knoll. He'll be back at noon with his program, Natural Healing. That just goes to show two things. One, that I was able to pass my apprenticeship period at WBAI, and that Gary Knoll's life extension program really does work. Also, returning to WBAI for a great new phase is former program director Felipe Luciano, returning on the Latino beat, replacing Ibrahim Gonzalez on the Friday morning edition of Wake Up Call. Give him a hand. Today, we stand on the verge of a renaissance at WBAI, as well as a renewal of our pacifist mission of social justice, equality, and cross-cultural understanding. We also rededicate ourselves to the other Pacifica founding principle of maintaining an independent funding base, and for that we thank all of you. Indulge me for just a moment, because we'd like to acknowledge just a few of WBAI's hardworking staff who are taking the station forward, including former station manager LaVarne Williams, who reawakened us a year ago to our greatest potential. We acknowledge a man whose every working hour, streamlining our operation, reminds us that failure is not an option, station manager Bertold Reimers. A man of extraordinary eloquence and wit, and the courage to change the things we cannot accept if we are to survive, program director Tony Bates. The most ethical and hardest working woman in the radio business, public affairs director Kathy Davis. Our news director, Jose Santiago, and the news department that daily brings us truth and justice in the Pacifican way. Also, former arts director Janet Coleman. Many of you probably know her work. Our engineering and operations department, headed by Sean Rhodes, and our announcing staff, headed by Michael G. Haskins, and all of the hundreds of WBAI staff, producers, and volunteers, and all of you who have made our work worthwhile. Thank you. Give them all a hand. Now, before the next performance, I've been asked to take a brief moment, putting into some context those moments and legacies of some of our years as Pacifica's flagship station here in New York City. Thus, with apologies to Mr. Ginsburg, this howl for the place where we have heard the best minds of our radio station. If you know or remember that to which I refer, what I'm talking about, feel free to laugh, to cry, or give out a shout. We of WBAI have raised some consciousness, marched on Washington, been martyred in Mississippi, fought for freedom, rolled some bones, dropped some unnameable tabs on the outside, and free-formed through the night, howling at the wolf, and awakening in the beginning to the shocking blue of morning music. We stole this radio. We lived naturally. We watched the earth and talked back to power, including the F-CC, the FBI, the IMF, and all them other F's. We've won Armstrong Awards, and even a Pulp or two. We created and then populated NPR, and we're still creating stars. Once were warriors, we of peace, led by a samurai marksman whose sharp sword of mind and wit cheered the bonds not only of his heritage, but of us all through his wide-angle worldview. We scoped Africa colliding and stopped invasions that were contraindicated. We contained Indian Point and then sailed down the Hudson's clear water to the Sound, where we shut down Shoreham's atomic fire. We were sane and we froze the path to ballistic nuclear war. We freed a lot of people, and we lost a few. We liberated the town of Tulia and set up shop in Texas, and created a station in the DC heart of empire. We rolled back the Rockefeller drug laws, and brought some families home. We impeached a president in 74, and what's more, we elected a president who could change, and he did. And still, we've just begun. Together we can and must see WBAI's new promised land, for we have climbed Blue Hill. And today, as it ever was, WBAI comprises giants, standing on the shoulders of giants, with none more important than you. Thus, on behalf of my colleagues, past, present, and future, thanks from the bottom of my heart to the top of my soul. Thank you. Give yourselves a round. And now we bring you more of the bright lights and ethical souls of Broadway, whose excellence of craft in the acting and performance arts sets the rule for movies and TV and other forms of performance. Perhaps not unlike the way WBAI excels in broadcast. Thank you very much.